Welcome. Welcome to, believe it or not, session 12 of Lessons and Legends, or Legends and Lessons. Session 12, I can hardly believe it. We are so glad you're here. And I just want to recap what we've done, where we're going, because this has been such an incredible journey. From the beginning, we explored only part of the life of Grandfather Roy Wilson. We talked about his education being a shotgun blast, meaning that it was spread through many diverse disciplines. As we have explored that story, this project has developed into so much more. After the first lesson, we added the language lesson. We have welcomed Rainbow and Marcia to teach the language segment, and I am astounded at the pace everyone is learning. We have heard wonderful questions from all of you, and kudos for your excellent participation in all of the show. Tonight, we will open with a short legend for the children, and it is called The Boy Who Was Chased by Fire. Then we'll take some time for questions and discussions about the legend after the main legend that we hear. And I want to add that it's really helpful for Grandfather when we get to the question part, if you speak very slowly, the words come through much better and he can understand us better. So after the story and discussion, we'll go into the language lesson, which I said, and I just want to reiterate, you are all doing great. The language lesson is taught by our fabulous teachers, Rainbow and Marcia. And now, Klahowia Grandfather, and let's hear what you have to share with us today.
Yeah, Penny. Okay. First comes the legends. I've been asked to tell two legends tonight. I've been asked to tell a legend for children, a children's story. You may be having a niece or nephew or a grandchild visiting you, and you would like for me to tell a children's story. So I'll tell a real short children's story before I tell the regular length story that I have planned to tell. The first one, the children's story. But I might tell you, when I give you the lesson it teaches us, it also has lessons for us as adults. This story is about a little boy who was being chased by a dangerous being called fire. Oh, fire was chasing this little boy. He was full of fear. He ran up to Old Man Tree. Oh, Old Man Tree, can you save me from this dangerous being that's chasing you, me? Oh, what is the dangerous being that's chasing you, little boy? Fire? Oh, no, I can't save you. Fire would burn me up and burn you up with me. You're going to have to go find somebody else that can save you from that dangerous being of fire. Well, the little boy ran hard. Oh, he could see fire chasing him behind him. He came to Big Rock. Oh, Big Rock, can you save me from the dangerous being of fire that's chasing me? Oh, no, you lie down on me. I'll turn red hot and you'd roast on me. You better find somebody else. Well, little boy, he ran on. Oh, he came to a little creek, a little tiny, tiny, small stream, just about the width of his body. Oh, can you save me from fire? Oh, no, that dangerous being, I'd boil and you'd cook in me. Oh, my. He finally saw the big open prairie. Oh, Mary, can you save me from fire? No, I'd burn up with me. He was getting the house that had been running so long and so hard. He finally came to a path, and he was running up that path. Oh, path, can you save me? From what? From the dangerous being fire. I can save you. Lie down on me, and fire will skip right over to you and burn everything else. And the little boy laid down on the path, and he was saved from fire. End of story. So this is a snow legend to be told to our children when they were young. And what is the lesson? Don't play with fire or you'll get burnt. Don't play with matches. You're going to get burnt. And that's mean just stay away from fire. Don't play around with it. Don't fool with it. Don't have anything to do with it. What is the lesson that we learn as adults? What is fire? Fire are the temptations. Oh, nobody had seen me taking this. Bingo. When all of a sudden you find yourself getting burnt by being chastised and you got caught at it. Fire is anything negative in your life. Anything that can be destructive to you by participating in it. You think you can do it and get by with it, but you never, never do. Take this big event that we've been having here the last few days, a couple of weeks, with Ed George, who was buried today, I believe, and the officers that knelt on his neck, and when he said, "I can't breathe," they choked him to while they were playing with fire. Don't kill somebody. You don't commit murder. Now they're going to go to prison. They're going to catch them. That's fire. And so these are the lessons for the children and for the adults on a little boy being chased by the dangerous being of fire. Well, my next story, the regular length story tonight, is it also has a little boy in it. There was an old man, Nahansi, and his grandson, known as Nahansi Boy. They lived together on the Kalitz Prairie, along the Kalitz River, where it flows through the Kalitz Prairie. They had neighbors that lived close to them. That was Coyote and his five sons. Now, Coyote would send his five sons out in the middle of the afternoon to seek their tamanawas. Your tamanawas is your medicine spirit, your guiding spirit. And usually we would go on a vision quest to receive our tamanawas, our medicine power. But they would always go out, and he'd send them out. The first son would be the oldest one. He'd go out the farthest distance, and then the next son a little shorter, and the next one a little shorter, where the youngest one wasn't too far away from home. But they never really went seeking their tamanawas. They loved to catch grasshoppers and build a small fire and roast the grasshoppers. Oh, but Nahansi Boy, his grandson, he'd get up real early in the morning, and he'd go out and spend much time seeking his tamanawas. But Nahansi's boy, grandson, Nahansi boy, the old man's grandson, was very, very lame. And the only boys he had to play were with Coyote's five sons. Well, one day, the five sons of Coyote, they told him, "We're going to leave you today and be gone for a few days. We're going to go down to where we're having the game and the hoop game." And he said, "I want to go with you." "Oh, no, no, you're so lame. You just hold us up. You can't go with us." Well, Nahansi, he went to Coyote and said, "My boy is going to go. My grandson's going to go with your boys." "No, he'll hold them up." "No, he's going to go." So off they went. They went over mountain after mountain after mountain until they got down close to where the mouth of the Columbia River is, and there were the games. Many triangles. They would send this hoop rolling down the hillside, and they'd be shooting their arrows through it to see who could shoot the most arrows that rolled by them. But the Coyote's boys, five sons, they said, "Now we're going to steal that hoop, and we're going to take it back to Collis Prairie." So when it came rolling by, the oldest son made a feint towards it, like it was going to try and catch it, and then he pulled back. And then the next son, and then the next son to the youngest of the five sons. But the next time it came rolling by, the oldest son grabbed it and started running, heading for home. Oh, he ran as hard as he could run over the first mountain. But by the time he got to the ridge of the first mountain, the big crowd who was chasing him, because they didn't want that hoop to be stolen. It was a golden hoop, oh, of many colors. It was beautiful. And they were chasing him, and they caught up with him. He threw the hoop to the second brother and said, "You take it." And he took off running with it while the crowd killed the oldest son. He ran down that hill and off through the valley and up over the next mountain and got to the top. And by then, the crowd was catching up with him again. And he threw the hoop to the third son. And the crowd killed son number two. Well, the same thing happened. Normally we're in the longhouse, we can take these stories and make them drag out and out and out. But you know what's happening? The same thing happened with the third son, and then the fourth son, and then the fifth son. And the fifth son threw the hoop to Nahansi Boy. Well, Nahansi Boy was lame, and so the crowd started catching up with him real fast. But he reached down in his pouch, and he pulled out a handful of feathers and threw them in the air, and it created a great fog, and they couldn't see where they were going. And he got distance away from them. Finally, the fog disappeared, and they started chasing again. And they started getting closer to that lame boy. He reached his pouch again and threw out feathers, and another fog. And then something happened. He found he was no longer lame. He was completely healed, and oh, he could run fast. And they lost him completely. And he came back into the Collis Prairie shouting, "I'm coming home. I've got the hoop. I'm coming home." Coyote hollered and said to the old man Nahansi, "My sons are coming home." "No, that's not their sons. That's the voice of my grandson, Nahansi Boy." Well, that's the way it happened. And Coyote was so disturbed because he lost all of his sons and everything that he went off and never lived down in Collis Prairie again. He went up into the hills to live. End of story. Now, what was the hoop? It was the rainbow. When you ever be driving down a highway and see a rainbow, and you can see the end of it about a quarter of a mile up ahead of you, and the more you came to it, the more it kept running away from you. It kept moving and moving as fast as you were moving and away from you. That's going from hill to hill. What was the secret of Nahansi Boy's success? He had his medicine power. He had gone on his vision quest, and he'd received his guiding spirit, his medicine spirit, and they protected him. His medicine spirit, his Tamanawas, gave him protection for his journey to bring the rainbow, the Collis Prairie. Okay, you've heard two legends, one short one and one a little bit longer. Your questions or comments?
That was incredible, Grandfather. I saw that as a story about overcoming adversity.
Yes.
And that spoke to me very strongly. Anyone else have a comment about this story?
Yeah, this is Marcia. I I like these kind of stories because they explain a natural phenomenon like the rainbow. It explains where rainbow came from. Or I wasn't here in the last story of the Bridge of the Gods, but that's the area I'm from, the Cascade tribe. And the Bridge of the Gods was in the Cascade territory. And so the Bridge of the Gods stories tell about that land bridge and then how it fell and created rapids below. So it was the way the people explained why the river was so full of rapids there, was because of the Bridge of the Gods falling, which was a historical geological fact and made it really memorable.
Excellent. Thank you. Thank you for that.
So I just really appreciated hearing two stories. It was wonderful.
Wasn't that delightful? It really, really was. Cindy, did you have any comments or questions for us?
I just like the fascination of boy with the hoop. And I kind of wonder, it made me start wondering, I know it represents a rainbow, but I kind of wonder about their, the children's pastime, their type of play, and what kind of, what other things. I think I've read a few things about they played with, like little stones that we would use marbles in place, to do the same.
Let me repeat that for Grant.
Thank you.
He was asking about the games that children played.
Well, games were quite different from what games we Anglo people learned when we were children. One of those games was the hoop game. But in the hoop game, it was a chance to learn how to shoot your arrows so that you could become a good hunter when you became a man. And so a hoop would be rolled, and the Indian boys of the village with their small bows and arrows would see which one could shoot the most arrows through that hoop as it came by. They'd start shooting at it when it was approaching them and while it was past them and while it was going away from them. And that was one of the games. There were other games. One game would be a stick would be placed in the ground, and an item, maybe a shell or something with something real nice to have in that shell that you'd like to own. And then each child, one by one, would be given the chance to run out, and then they could get it. But if they started laughing, they lost and they had to quit and come back. And the old grandmothers and grandfathers, the great storytellers, they tell how to tell real, real funny stories. And so a child would start running out to get that valuable prize. But the story that was being told was so funny, they'd start laughing. And so it was very, very, very rare that any child ever succeeded in getting the prize. The games we played, our ancestors played, I should say, not that we played. The games our ancestors played were very, very different type of games than what we have been learned in our Anglo culture.
Excellent. Thank you for that question. Anyone else before we move into language?
This is Marcia. Roy, I want to ask a question about what you just told us on the kids having to run out and not laugh. Was that to teach self-control?
So what Marcia asked, Grandfather, was the lesson for kids running out and not laughing, was that to teach self-control?
That last game?
Yes.
To teach control? Well, that's a good question, and any kind of an answer I'd give would be an assumption, but I would say that Marcia is right on target, saying, yes, that's probably a game used to teach us control.
Self-control.
I know the game, but I didn't, that kind of assumption really makes sense to me, and I think she's right on.
Excellent. Thank you, Marcia. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Does Alton have a question?
Yeah. Alton,
what would you like to ask?
Did the children have to hunt for their food?
Alton, grandfather, Alton asked us if children had to hunt for their food.
Did they have to hunt for their food?
To hunt for their food. To hunt.
No, they didn't have to ask for food. But I will tell you one thing about food. The children and the adults and the elders. I had found it when I was pastoring churches and we'd have potluck dinners. The generation that was boomer kids, when they became adults, they would have a potluck, say, everybody set aside, let us feed the children first. And that is not the Indian tradition. The Indian tradition is always the elders first. And if you go to a true Indian group, like at the Kalas, when we have a big potluck, they'll announce, everybody remain seated until the elders go first. The elders are always honored first. And I know many, many times when I'd be at a Kalas, big Kalas gathering, we'd have a great big feast. I knew that I didn't need to get up as an elder to go get my food. There were Kalas youth that would contest with each other, see which would be the first one that could serve me, because they knew me well enough. They knew just what I would like, and they would come and serve me. So, but the children are always fed. They don't have to do anything to be fed. It's our responsibility to see that they are fed. So after the elders, quite often the children will be taken care of, and then everybody else. I don't know. I hope I've answered that question for you, Cindy.
I think you did.
Grandfather, can you hear me?
Yes.
Can you hear me clearly?
Yes.
That boy wants to know if those children had to hunt for their food.
Had to hunt for their food?
Yes, sir.
No, they didn't have to hunt for their food. They did the hunting for game, the four-leggeds, and the fishing. The women did all of the digging herbs, the roots, and all of these things that we ate. And the children did not have to do any of the work for any of this. It was, but they would quite often follow, to start with, they would follow the women and watch the women digging the herbs. And the girls would learn from the mothers how the life that they were going to live. The boys had to, sometimes they would, when they got older and the young youth, they would follow the men and watch them hunting and fishing and learn how to hunt and fish. But the responsibility of gathering the food belonged to the adults to provide for the elders and for the children.
Really good question, Alton. Thank you very much. Yeah. Any other questions before we move on? Those were such good conversation starters. Thank you guys so much.
So, grandfather.
Yes.
What were the hoops made out of?
Books?
Hoops.
The what?
The hoop. In the game?
What was the food made out of?
No. What was the hoop? H-O-O-P.
Spell that again, Tom.
H-O-O-P.
Oh, the hoop. The hooks could have been carved out of...
Grandfather, can you hear me clearly?
Yes.
You know the story you just told us about the hoop game?
The story about what?
The hoop game you just told us, shooting the arrows through the hoop?
Don't talk real slow. Let's go slower. Your words are mixing on me. Just speak slowly.
The story you just told us. about shooting the arrows through the hoops.
Oh.
What are the hoops made from?
The hoops could be made out of willow or what's the name of that other one? Yew wood. The yew wood tree can bend into a circle real nice and easy. Willow, you can bend into a circle and tie it, and it can make a real nice hoop.
Thank you.
And that's if after it's tied and it dries. If you come to my art gallery, and you've probably been there, and you've seen where that piece of beadwork that I did has over 250,000 beads hanging inside of a hoop. Well, that's a large hoop. That's probably larger than what they play with in the game. But that's a hoop made out of yew wood in the old Indian way.
Excellent. Excellent. Okay, are we ready for language hour? Language time? I think so. We have two teachers. We have Marcia and we have Rainbow. They will be teaching our lessons. I do have a word list that I can put up at any time at the request of Rainbow or Marcia. But with this, I'll turn it over to them because I am so excited. We have learned so much jargon that we're able to converse in small ways. Rainbow, take it away.
Let me start it.
Let me interrupt one second.
I'll start it. Okay. There are several things I want to say, and then I'm going to turn it to Rainbow and to Marcia.
Excellent. Thank you.
Number one, I have seen my book on the Chinook Wawa, the dictionary, but I also made a book titled Phrases, and where we're teaching two simple phrases now, I've taken out of many of those old dictionaries where they put a word into a phrase the way our ancestors spoke, and this is a complete book of just those phrases. And I've given a copy to Penny. I've gifted a copy. She's holding a copy.
Thank you, Tom.
You can see it. I gave a copy to Tom. I believe I gave a copy to Johnny. And I know Marcia and Rainbow have copies from years ago. But for the rest of you, Cindy, Suzanne, any of the others of you, I'm going to potlatch you and gift you. I'm not charging. I'm going to gift all of you. Make sure that all of you who are taking this class have a free copy. Either you can come and get it, or I can give it to Tom the next time he's down, give him copies, and he can see to it you get them. But I want you to have a copy of that book on phrases.
Thank you so much.
So that's one thing that I wanted you all to know. The next thing that I want to share before I turn it over to Rainbow and Marcia is that the day before, on Tuesday, I introduced a phrase, Klaxta Mamuk Okok, but you never got a chance during that lesson to share actually saying that. We learn to do by doing. And so I'm going to ask Rainbow, before she shares some real valuable things that she has created for you, some boxes that she may call them. So I'm going to ask her to lead all of you in that particular phrase, Klaxta Mamuk Okok. Klaxta is who. Mamuk is to make, to prepare, or to do. Okok, this or that. And so I'm saying, if I say to you, Klaxta Mamuk Okok, who make that, who prepare that, do that, or who make this, or do this, or prepare this? And your answer would be, I could answer with, Nika Mamuk Okok, I made that, I prepare that. Or I might respond the same as you're looking at my new movie theater I'm creating, and you ask, who make that? Klaxta Mamuk Okok. I might answer, Yaka Mamuk Okok. Tom, he make that. Okay, so I've enough. And now Rainbow is going to lead you in all of you saying that, and then she's going to go into all these boxes she's prepared and anything else that she's wanting to share with you, as well as anything Marcia wants to share. It's yours, Rainbow.
Well, how are you, Telecom?
Well, how are you?
Oh, close, delay, close.
Yeah.
What did I say?
Good, very good.
Okay. Marcia had written to me today and also said that, you know, we learn by repetition. And grandfather had brought up that we need to say these sentences, and we need to actually say it as well as just reading it. And most of you have a list of all the words and phrases. Dannon and Cindy and Johnny, do you have a copy of the papers?
I've just been making notes.
Yeah, me too.
But I have, yeah.
All right.
If
so,
you go to unit.
Excuse me?
I'm really, really, really lazy. I just use grandfather's book.
That's cool.
Very well, everything's in here that I need to know, and I don't have to take notes.
So.
Cindy and Dannon?
I got the book,
Dannon,
too.
Dannon, you're just taking notes. What about you, Cindy?
Well, Tom just emailed me the list, so I have that as well.
Okay, cool. Because
so that, that she's referring to, if mm-hmm. people will look at their, click on their chat button at the bottom, there's a link right there that you can download the revision Rainbow's word list into two columns.
Okay.
All right. And we're probably going to work on this for a couple weeks, because before we introduce anything else, we need to get familiar with what we already have.
Yeah.
Okay. And we've got enough information here for you to be able to make simple sentences. How's that sound?
Good.
Okay. So, not this week, but next week, I would like all of you to go through the list and be able to make at least one sentence using the words that are on the list. And there's the list of the words that we have already received alphabetically. Then there's a list of the questions and answers that are phrases. And then after that, I have three groupings that will help you as far as answering, like the seven pronouns. So instead of trying to remember what the word is and looking through the list for it, you can see Nika, Micah, Masika, Nasika, etc. You can see the words for yes, no, maybe. And you can also see, what was the other one I had there? Seven pronouns. What was the other thing I had on there? Oh, it's buried.
Do you have it listed? The question, it's called question sentence starters, who, what, when, where, why,
yes.
How?
Oh, and I have one on affirmations. Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, here it is. Question starters. Because if you're going to make a sentence, you always want to know what the words for who, what, where, when, why, and how are. So I put those all together in a lump. So if you want to ask a question, who made that? How are you? what do you want? You know, you'll have, it'll be easy to find the word there.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, so that's just sort of, because unfortunately, the words are alphabetical in Chinook jargon, not in English, because each word has more than one meaning. That's where grandfather's book comes in very handy. So Marcia had the idea of us talking and then everyone replying or repeating what we say. Is that right, Marcia?
Yeah, that sounds just fine. So that people can hear the pronunciation and associate it with what it looks like written.
Yeah.
Okay. So you want to start that?
All right. So starting with the first word, aha.
Mm-hmm. Aha.
And so everyone says, aha.
Aha.
Aha. Aha. Yeah. And are there any questions or comments about that?
Aha. Aha. Nope, that's pretty self-explanatory. I like that one.
And it's easy to remember because we already do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, true. We do.
All right. It is Alta.
Alta. Alta.
Alta. Yeah, it's just like the girl's name, Alta.
Alta.
Alta, yeah, and it means right now, this moment. It doesn't mean any other time, but immediately. So if you were asking someone, when are you coming? And you'd say, Alta, you know, I'm coming right now. I'm not going to wait till this afternoon. Something like that, you know, it's not in the future, it's not in the past, it's right now.
You haven't given them the spelling of that.
A-L-T-A.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, that's another thing. There are a few words added to this list that we have not covered yet. And that's because when I made up the questions and affirmations and things like that, I to put those words in there too. So they are in the list, and that's why I said we probably aren't going to introduce any new words for the next week or two because we'll be going over these. So. A-L-T-A, Alta.
Yeah. Rainbow?
Marcia?
Go ahead, Grandfather.
Rainbow, as I was saying earlier, we learn to do by doing, and I wanted you to be sure and take that phrase, Klaxtam Mamuk Oko, and we learn to speak the language.
Oh, okay.
But we also learn to hear the language by listening to it. And every single one, I would like to hear them do that. Hear it and speak it. Okay?
Okay. Gotcha. All right. So my computer has completely shut off, so I'm just on phone right now.
But, okay.
okay. The question was, go ahead, give me the question, Grandfather.
Klaxta Mamuk Okok. Who?
Klaxta Mamuk Okok.
Klaxta, who? Mamuk, make, prepare, do. Okok, this or that. Who make this? Who prepared that? And the answer would be, I could answer it by saying, I made that. Nika Okok. Tom Mamuk Okok, Tong made that. So if we can just take these phrases that we're gonna, that you're gonna teach them, and get everybody to say them, by the time we've all said them, we've all heard it, and we need to hear. But one of the things I think that will help with is that I have discovered I have nobody to listen to. And so constantly, right. I've learned to speak the language, but I still have difficulty hearing it. The only way I'm going to learn to hear it is by listening to it.
Gotcha.
So we need
and
to be,
in order to-
we need to be both speaking and hearing. And so if you can do that for us, Rainbow, I'd appreciate it very much. Thank you.
All right. And because there are so many of us and it takes time, when you hear it at the same time, not individually.
Okay.
Okay.
Can I add something with this? I'm looking at this list that Tom emailed me, and on the phrases, grandfather was just saying the question, Klaxa Mamuk Okok. The answer that you have here is Nika Mamuk Yaka, but in the list, Yaka is means he, she, it, him, he, not a Okok.
Yeah, I made it.
No, it's
who
the
made
answer
this?
Says,
and then you could say, I made it.
Yes, I understand what you're saying, but what I'm saying is the answer here in the Indian jargon says Nika Mamuk Yaka.
That's
well,
because
I
wrote
it. It was made
that's
by
me. That's because I wrote it, not grandfather. That's why. That was the way I answered
I made it.
It.
I made it.
So the question is who made this, and this is a Coke, and the answer is I made it, and is Yaka. So the word, we used a different word.
So you
made this, I made it.
Okay.
But proper, either would be proper.
Okay.
Either one's improper.
Right.
They would both be.
Okay, thank you.
When grandfather asked me to make up sentences, and so the sentence may not be exactly as it is in the book, because this was me making up the answer. Okay?
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we're about to rehearse that question. What answer are we going to give to that question?
It's the answer right below. It's the answer right below. Nanuk Yaka.
Okay.
Okay. That's why if you go along with the page that we printed out, you'll see the word as well as hear it. Okay. Has everyone now remember the difference between Klaxa and Klaska? Those
Klaska is who?
Mm-hmm.
Klaxa, I don't remember. Oh, Klaxa is who, and what was the other one?
Klaska.
They, them, their.
Oh, okay, them. Right.
Okay, yeah. They are in a class by themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Who made that clacking noise? That's the way I made it up to remember it.
Oh, okay.
Okay. All right. So, does anybody have any questions about that?
Mm-hmm. Nope.
Okay. Let's go to the question right below that. And this is a new word, kata, and it means why. And it's always a question, why? Kata Mika Tekeg Okok. Kata is why. Mika is you. Tekeg could mean want or like. Okok, this or that. So it's why you want that.
Nika Tekeg Okok.
Kata, mm-hmm. Mica, because you want, because you're asking a question. Kata Mica Takeo Koke.
Kata Mica Takeo Koke.
Okay.
Okay.
And what I wrote was Nika Takeo Koke.
Nika Takeo Koke.
Yeah, I like it.
I like
it. I want it. I like it. Okay, so let's all ask the question and give the answer again, okay? Okay.
Kata Mica
Takeo
Koke.
Nika
Takeo Koke.
Any questions about that?
No. Thank you.
Cool. Marcia, you choose one.
Oh, one of the sentences?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we didn't, questions the one above answers. It, we didn't, I don't think we really repeated the Claxta one. So I'd like to go back to that. Claxta Mamuk Okok.
Claxta Mamuk Okok.
The one right above.
Right.
Mica Mitla?
Claxta Mamuk Okok.
Yeah, what about it?
Nika Mamuk Yaka.
Yeah! Mm-hmm. Woo!
Yaka, very good. Very good.
Mm-hmm.
And so last time we talked, I think I put the word muckamuck after Okok, or somewhere I put muckamuck. So, you know, where it says, who made this? You could say, who made this food? Who made this book? Who made this shirt? You know, and you would still say, I made it. Nika Mamuk Yaka, I made it. Or you could say, I made this book. Nika Mamuk Okok book.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, this is like a starter sentence for jumping off.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. I thought it was really fun the first time I came to the class where we actually did a round robin. So we each asked other these questions. That gave a lot of repetition, and each individual got to say the question and then the answer, and then they went, you know, if you were the answer, then you answered, and then you went on to ask the question to the next person. So I would enjoy doing that.
The only problem with that is our time constraint, because like it's 6:50 already, and we're out of here like in 5 minutes.
Yeah,
so
okay.
So if everybody answers individually, then it's going to take a long time.
For the next 5 minutes, why don't we ask some questions and answer them?
Okay.
The same question?
Well, I could say to you,
we'll
Rainbow.
Hear it over and over.
Kata Mica Takeo Koke, Rainbow.
Kata what?
Kata Mica Takeo Koke.
Nika Takeo Koke.
Tom,
I want it. I like it.
Tom,
Nika,
you take a turn.
Koke. Dannon. Dannon.
Kunsi Makaya Chaco.
Who are you asking, Tom?
Anyone who wants to answer.
Nika Chaco Alta.
Nika. Excellent. Okay, Penny, you ask.
Kanish Tilakam Mitlai?
It's Kunsi Tilakam Mitlai.
Thank you. Kunsi Tilakam Mitlai.
Delay.
Oh, that word is Kansi.
Kansi Tilakam Mitlai.
Si. Yeah, Kansi.
Okay. Okay, So let's do two more questions, and then we need to wrap this up for Family Feud. Danny, would you like to ask a question?
No, I need to get my notes in order. I don't have the lists downloaded. Okay. I don't know how you guys are getting those from.
Okay, well, we will make sure you get this.
Okay. If you have an email address, we can mail it to you.
Okay, also, Danny?
Yes.
At the show page that you access at the Unity of Centralia site?
Yes.
Down at the bottom right?
Uh-huh.
Okay. There's a page for the last show. It was June 9th.
Okay.
And at the bottom, links to both of the word lists.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Sorry, I wasn't prepared.
No, you did beautifully. Thank you for participating. I really appreciate it. And we're going to have to wrap it up. So I just want to thank everybody so much for being a part of the storytelling hour. I'm grateful to Grandfather, to Tom for technical support, to Rainbow and Marcia for your excellent teaching and for joining us on this journey. And at this time, we'll just open it up for conversation. And I want to remind you to be thinking about what is your story, because I know many people would like to hear it. Klahauya, and let's have some conversation.
Klahauya, Grandfather.
Klosh.
Klahauya.
Okay, well, that was a good lesson, you guys. Thank you.
Husband.
Getting intense.
It was not organized. Marcia and I need to talk about how to do this, okay? So because
you can
we're just
do that
talking on the line. And
but know this, and, you are doing a good job, and I thank you so much. So we can always.
How you chope?
Well, how you chope?
Wow, yeah.
Bye.
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 Wheel of Fortune.
Yes. Okay. Are you